Okay, so this is the band's ninth album. What makes it different from the other stuff you guys have done in the past?
Man, you know, honestly, I think just us being older, more mature, going through different life experiences, and also taking off a year to really rebuild our families, do our side projects, and then get back together, made better for us to come back in as a band and not have any outside things going on. And we were just able to sit in a room and just not have any music written, but go in there and do it the way we used to do when we were kids. It was awesome.
Yeah, speaking of side projects, all of you guys had side projects. At any point during that, were you kind of like missing the guys, wanting to get back in the studio with them?
No, not at all, because we'd all been talking about doing that. And, you know, I was able to work with several little artists that I wanted to. Matter of fact, I worked with a band from Connecticut, Earthside, and I was able to do and work with the Moscow Orchestra along with the band and do my first score. So it was a lot of little things that I was putting my hands on. And I also went to Florida and did a couple of tracks with John with his project. So, no, it was good. It was good for me. I was able to move my family to Kansas. And, you know, just it was time for us to take a little break. And not only that, man, we had saturated everything in America pretty much everywhere. You know, you'd always see Seven Dust every year. So I think the energy that we have now with what's going on with Black Out the Sun and this tour, people want to see us.
Okay, speaking of Black Out the Sun, the title track off the album, how was that written? What was the inspiration behind it?
I think, you know, I felt like my life, I didn't know what was, not in a, I'll tell you, being honest, it was a dream I had, and I felt like I had to keep running, and I didn't know and understand why the sun was going down, but I just knew it wasn't going to come back up, so I just needed to be somewhere safe, and it just kind of stayed with me on the moon, and the transition in my life at the point that I am at 40, and just things like Clint's father passing away, my grandmother, Morgan's grandma, and things that we never thought that would happen, and it just kind of stuck with us, and we were able to kind of turn it into this album, and it kind of goes around all our life experiences, man.
Okay, the same question for a Murder Bar. I mean, that's just it's a great song. It's got a different sound. It sounds a lot like the stuff that was on Cold Day Memory. How did that all come about?
Murder Bar was so we did it in Butler. Murder Bar was two towns away from Butler, but it was only 5 minutes to get there. Really small. I remember flying in the first day. We booked the studio for 30 days. Whoopi Van Halen was out there with us. And as we were going to the studio, I looked over and I said, oh, this is the second day I've seen this. It's a house, but it's got a beer sign in it. Is that a bar? And Whoopi said, yeah, man, George, he murdered. Later on that night, of course, I had to go to that bar and check it out. And, man, it ended up being the coolest little local bar. Everybody was really cool, maybe three people in there every night. And we just turned it into a place that we hung out at, and I think it helped with the writing of the album because we felt a part of the little community that we were in, man, and there was so many stories to be told and so many close people.
How do you think the band's creative process is different from some other bands? I mean, you guys have all done your side projects and stuff, so how do you guys put stuff together that's different from other people?
We're all singers. We're all singers and all writers in this band. It's fun, and we all, you know, come from different schools of music. So when we get together, it's just like, wow, you know, he's going to pull something out of it. I'm going to pull something out of it. It turns out to be just a room full of guys jamming and having a good time with what they love doing.
Okay, at 40, what do you think you bring to the table that you didn't bring to the table, say, at 25 or 30?
I don't know, more learned, seasoned more, more confident. I don't know, I feel blessed, man, to even still be relevant in this music industry and for people to still support Seven Dust, man, it's incredible. I feel I have a job to do. And I still feel like there's so much more that we can do and so many more people that we can touch and build relationships with. It's only the beginning still.
Considering that, what is it that you really want to accomplish with this tour and with this album that you haven't done in the 8 prior albums?
You know, man, I just want people to understand that we're here. We're not going to leave. And it's not just, we're not a one single type band. I think each song on this album is a single. It paints a picture. And I just hope everyone gets that. We'll have to sell a zillion albums, but as long as, you know, we're able to go out there and play our music and perform and touch hearts and change lives the way we think that we've done, if not, they've changed our lives. Thank you very much. Just to keep doing it, to get, you know, do the States, get over to South America. They're talking about, we've never been there. You know, I want to go to Japan. We've never been to Japan. and there's so much to do, but Black Alpha Sun, I think, is a prelude, hopefully, to bigger things, even bigger things. I wouldn't change anything in the world, but I feel like we're blessed, and I feel like it's a good time for us right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned before that you consider every song to be almost a single on this album, but considering the way the music industry is now, especially people that buy music, they're very fickle. They'll pick a song or two off the album, and then they'll leave. Is there one or two songs that you believe that, like, that person just scanning across iTunes should download before they, you know, kind of, like, fall victim to the whole album, so to speak?
Black Alpha Sun. Cold as War would be another one. Got a Feeling is another one. Yeah, I can't come back here. That's fine. You know, Cold as War, Got a Feeling, all those songs, man. I mean, everything I edit, nobody wants it to be. You asked the wrong person.
So, as far as the tour goes for you guys, how long are you guys looking to tour to promote this?
Oh, my God. Well, this one really just started. Cold Chamber just got here today. So, Lacuna Coil, Cold Chamber, Candlelight Red. This is a 2-month tour. After that, you know, the summer tours are coming around. We got our hands out there, and we're just trying to see who's going to bite back at us the hardest. And we'd love to be out there on a summer tour and rock this album, man, and just keep going and see what happens with it. And I hear so far right now it's doing great on iTunes and, you know, so and on the charts. So, hey, thank the Lord for that.
Considering the fact that, you know, this is the 9th album, and you guys may, even though you might not think it, you're starting to build a legacy, so to speak. So considering that, I mean, where do you want this album to fit in that legacy?
To be one of the best albums that we've done, and that's so crazy that you say that. I feel like that it's so weird to look at those crowds now and see that kid that was the age that I was, 21, and we signed that record deal, and I'm 40, I have 2 kids, and guess what, he's got 2 kids, and a wife, and maybe a second wife, and he's got his kids on the show, and all of a sudden his daughter's dating a guy, and I'm telling her to watch out for him, you know, and it's like, you never would have thought, man, and I promise you that it would have been like that, and, you know, sometimes, I said it last night, I don't understand what I have to explain like this. I'm living my dream, but I still wake up, and I feel like I'm dreaming sometimes.
As far as your kids go, do you see them, like, getting involved in music sometime?
Well, the little one's already, she's into it. She loves to sing, so she's 4. My 13 years, not 2, she's a little shy. She waited me out a little bit there for a minute when she tried to play trumpet, and she's like, ah, Daddy, I don't think I'm going to do that. That's my lip off. So I said, okay, I'm cool with it, but, you know, whatever you want to do, and I'm backing it, so we'll see what happens.
Do you remember that moment when you were a kid, like a song or an artist that you listened to that you were kind of like, all right, this is what I want to get into?
Yeah, man. Stuff like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Thin Lizzy, hearing that when I was a kid. P-Funk, Maggot Brain, back in the 70s and stuff like that. I heard that kind of stuff, and I was like, the Isley Brothers. You know, that guitar with all that soul over it, man. I was like, oh, my God, I definitely want to do this stuff. You know, anything with conviction, you know, and I was never limited to music. It was not just R&B around the house. It was rock and roll. It was country. When I would go down to the barn in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, it was another country and rock and roll blasting through the barn the whole summer. So, you know, I was very lucky.
All right, considering that, let's, like, kind of flip the last question on its head a little bit. What's a song on your iPod that you love, but people would never expect that you love?
Oh, my God. Name it. Let's see. I'm considered a weird music guy in the band. So, I mean, anything, maybe something from, like, Rascal Flatts. That would probably freak some people out. It's cool. I love the band. What's that little kid's name that new little country guy? I can't think of his name right now. Hunter. Something Hunter.
Oh, Hunter Hayes.
Yeah, I love that kid's voice, man. His writing stuff. Yeah, I have that on my iPod somewhere, but that one of his songs. Yeah, that'll probably freak some people out, too. Let them know. Welcome to the dark side. I like Hunter Hayes. Come on down to the show.
All right, so moving forward, what is it that you want to tell fans of the band? Like, what to expect from you guys?
That you're not any fans out there. You're friends and family with us, and just expect some of us to keep going into to bring you probably one of the most energetic shows that we've done. As we've got older, I think we've gotten tighter and even better. So it's incredible, man, and we just look forward to seeing it, everyone.